escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you had to use three words to describe your algorithm on TikTok or Instagram, what three words would you use? I know one of yours, Kyle, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
Do numbers count as a word?
This is the question.
I could tell. One of Mel's words has got to be bloopers.
Oh,
right.
God,
I feel like yours is like your part of your algorithm is America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, like, but they're better than that.
People getting hit in the nuts. People slipping on their ass. Like,
I don't know. Not as much that, but funny stuff for sure. But not like necessarily bloopers. Like more like things that are really unique to see. Like, I'll get a lot of that, like something that you don't see very often.
So,
like, we just got that video of a guy fishing, and he just got, like, one of the biggest fish I've ever seen in my life. And then he jumped in the water 100 feet down to go get it.
Wait, did he really?
Yes.
That's the thing. It's like, I feel unique is a great word
for your algorithm. Do you watch the guy who always plays the guitar and animals come up to him?
I have never once seen that man in my life.
It's the sweetest thing ever. They always come up to him. He literally plays.
Does he play in the middle of a zoo?
He goes to different places and animals love his music. They literally come up and like sit by him and talk to him. It's the craziest
thing. They talk to him?
Well.
They say, hey, I'm George. You're playing great today.
Yeah, what is he, Bambi?
You can call me Flower if you want to.
Look at this. This is the cutest thing.
I'm not saying it's not cute. I just think it's, I'm more laughing at you being like, have you guys seen this obscure thing that's only on my algorithm?
No, she said, have you seen the guy? Like, as if, like, I've never once heard of him before in my entire life.
But, I mean, this stuff is like.
It is so funny that it's like, he's so prevalent on your timeline, yeah. And I've never seen him once in my life.
I mean, he's got 912,000 followers.
That just explains the internet. That just explains, like, this
there's
content
that much stuff.
Age that we are in
yes.
where. Yeah, like someone could be huge. Like, I feel like I am constantly learning about famous YouTubers or people that I've never, Twitch streamers that I've like never once heard of in my entire life, but they've got millions of followers. Mm-hmm. DJs, that's another sector of the world that I'm like, I'm very unfamiliar with.
That's why I think a lot of people make a lot of money off of.
Yeah.
Their posts.
Because they're like, I have a lot of 15 million followers. I'm like, I've never once heard of you in my life. Like, I feel like if you have that many followers, you like should be At least, not well known, but like at least like known of.
I don't know. Nowadays, I feel like not saying 15 million isn't a lot. It's definitely a lot. I'm more saying like
that
those people sneak under the radar because I feel like there are so many.
Yeah.
It's diluted the market a little bit. I can give you three words. It doesn't describe mine now, but it's about to, because if you watch one of these videos long enough, it's going to overload your feed. It always does it with TikTok this time of year. Nope.
What?
Sorority recruitment videos.
Oh,
have you seen those?
Sorority TikTok is
a thing.
They have
gone through, like, so a few years ago when it hit it big, I think it was, I didn't just join TikTok. I think it was like the year before I joined TikTok, because I waited a little while because I did not want to be on TikTok.
Same.
It was just like, I know it's going to be addicting and I know what's going to happen. I'm just going
to
watch
videos. And I was already addicted to Twitter and Instagram, so I didn't need a third.
I was watching like Instagram reels all the time. So I was like, I don't want to do it. But I remember one year, my wife was like, hey, like, oh my God, they keep, like, this is so big. Sorority TikTok is so big now. And then the following year, it was like the first time I saw it. So I was like, oh yeah, I want to watch one of these videos. Like,
yeah,
it's like dance. It's like, ah, cool. And then for the next week, 2 weeks, every other video.
That's the thing that drives me crazy about social media, though.
It's like that if you search anything, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I get in like a weird, like, there's like a weird, not funk, but if it's like, okay, there's like something, it happened a lot during the election where it was like certain political things would pop up and I'd watch it to learn or whatever.
Yeah.
But then that would just be my feed. So eventually I had to start like searching things because I'm like, I need to get out of this and I don't.
And if you watch like one clip of someone who maybe you don't necessarily agree with.
Yes.
Then you get inundated.
Oh my gosh. And it sways that way. And you're like, I don't want more of this. I was just trying to.
That's why I watched both sides so that I wouldn't get just one thing.
See, yeah. And I couldn't even watch both sides. I didn't want. I was just like, anything, if I saw it was political one way or the other, swipe.
Yeah.
Swipe. Get it out.
It's so negative.
I don't even want to watch it.
I know. It's super negative. It's so bad. But you're not even going to believe this. I'm getting Instagram fatigue. Like, I have been thinking about kind of switching out of that for a while and just going over to TikTok.
Going back to
There's
MySpace?
Ads. Bring All
back
I get MySpace? Is ads. Now, I know I buy.
yeah. I think I know why you get all the ads now.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, I'm tired of that.
I don't think, well, I get ads, but just for one company. And it is a company that, is a shirt. It's the company that I bought my Captain Cocktail hat from. And so obviously company. I've been on their website a lot and I've been thinking about getting a Captain Cocktail shirt and another Captain Cocktail hat. And I haven't yet. I went to their website, added it to my shopping cart, but didn't buy.
Mm.
And now I'm just every ad I get is for them.
Oh my gosh.
So
that just drives me kind of crazy. I know I get ads for food because a Wild Grain, like I bought bread from this place.
Hang on. Don't bury the lead here, Mel.
What?
You bought bread off of Instagram?
It's like homemade.
Homemade bread from Instagram? You could just go to your local farmer's market.
They have desserts and everything, too. But it's like really, really
That's
really
gotta
healthy
be the weirdest
bread.
Thing you've bought on
no,
Instagram.
No, it's not.
You bought some weird stuff.
I have. I've bought makeup,
You
like
bought
lipstick.
A picture from somebody who said they knew what your future husband was going to look like?
That was one thing that we never revisited.
That was just for fun. I just did that for
I've
fun.
Spent $20 on a lot of things. I wouldn't do it for just a photo of someone they think I'd be married to.
Soulmate.
Have you found,
soulmate.
Yeah, have you found that guy yet?
Nope.
So that lady just took your money and ran.
No.
Sure did.
That woman just got a generic photo I have a feel, and
I'm
sent
starting
it to Mel
to, for I'm
$20?
Starting to think that she didn't know who your soulmate looked like.
As soon as I saw the picture, I was like, yeah, that guy doesn't exist. He's too good looking.
It was a picture of me, but...
Oh, boo. No it wasn't.
He was a blondie.
No, wasn't it a black and white?
Black and, yeah,
photo?
It was black and white.
It was like you could get it in color. Like they'd show a picture. Like if you want to get in color, it was like $5 extra or something.
I'm surprised you didn't do
that's
that.
The biggest upset in the world that you did not spend the five extra bucks to get it in color.
I did not.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, where were we? We were...
Algorithms, the three words.
Yeah, the three words, we do need to revisit that. But Instagram fatigue? So does that mean you just switch to a different social platform?
Mm. I'm going to try TikTok, mostly because of the ads.
There's a lot of ads on TikTok.
I got a recommendation.
I know.
There's this app called Read a Book.
I don't think this is a real app. I don't think like this is a real app.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'll just read a book on Audible, but it's like I'll just listen to it.
Maybe it's time we put our phones down. I started reading again, guys.
Did you?
Yeah, last night I was like.
Oh, last night was your
first night. I'm back. Because I've been listening to books.
Oh, okay.
And the library hasn't been giving me any good options lately.
So
I decided I'm going to.
So what'd you start?
Remember that dragon smut that I was reading?
I'm
on book number 3, baby.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to take me forever. I'm a slow reader and it's a big old book. And it's
a big old book.
I opened it up and I went, man, this font's pretty small. It's going to take me a minute. I read the prologue and I was like, yeah, I'm going to bed now. I'm tired.
I hate it when it takes me multiple minutes to finish a page on a book.
Oh, and then I'm watching my wife.
Did you start over again?
Well, it's going to take me forever to get this book done.
Yeah, well, because a lot of times too, it's like I want to like pay super close attention, especially this book, because like I'm picking it back up after months of not reading the other one. So like I'm like trying to remember names and storylines. So I'm like, oh yeah, there's this person.
I used to do that in school and or in as an adult in a book that I'm like kind of into, but not fully into yet, where I'll just be reading and then my brain starts to think of other things.
Yeah.
But I'm still reading. I'm reading with my eyes and I'm going through the pages, but I'm not even thinking about the words that I'm reading.
I've done the same thing. That is the weirdest thing.
And then I have to like snap out of it and be
I just read
two paragraphs and I have no idea what I'm reading.
When you guys read something, you're reading a book to yourself. Do you hear the voices in your head?
Yes.
Like, what 100%. Do you mean?
Like, do you hear
like the ones that haunt me at night? Yeah. <you're reading.
laughs> And then the dragon.
You'll never be anything, you son of a bitch.
The dragon went, yep, you're right, Brian. No, like when you're reading, do you hear voice? Like, does it feel like voices are talking what you're reading?
Yes, I sound it out in my head. I also read it as if they were speaking in front of me. Mm-hmm. So I read slow. Mm-hmm. So if the sentence were to say, tomorrow we're going to show up at the house without them knowing.
Oh,
I would read it like that.
The inflection, yeah.
I would read it like that instead of going, tomorrow they're going to show up at the house not reading. Blah, 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 blah.
Do you?
Because
my wife does not.
I think
she
just
reads
read
and
it.
Comprehends words. She doesn't think about she doesn't hear the voices or anything.
I don't think I hear the voices. I don't know. That's a good question.
Think about it next time you read try to see if you can catch it.
Do you?
Yeah. 100%.
The last
because then you're also visualizualizing, and I'm trying to put pieces.
I don't read a lot of fiction. I most of what I read nowadays is nonfiction.
I've just started getting really into fiction. I was nonfiction for the longest time, and then I just kind of felt like I was learning about stuff that I already knew. So I would zone out for periods of time, and then I would like check back in and be like, "Oh yeah, I guess this is new."
See, I feel like if I don't like learn something, if I don't from all the reading, like I like to read about like I've read Joe Buck's book, I've read Colin Cowherd, both of Colin Cowherd's books, I've read Bobby Bones's book. Like I feel like I'm just like. I need to learn about someone who does something that I look up to.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's like I'm wasting my time. Like, I don't want to... Because I've read Gone Girl. Gone Girl was amazing. It's one of my favorite books of all time.
Yeah, it's good.
I read Moneyball. I mean, that's kind of more... That's nonfiction.
Yeah, that's nonfiction. Nonfiction, yeah.
But, you know, like, I've read, like...
Well, how about this? When you read that, like, let's go back to Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Do... Because I'm not sure if I understand if you guys do this. Do you read as if... you are being read to in like an audible type of thing or like you're watching a
That's
movie.
The thing. I can't
Do you
remember.
Read and it's like acting so it out.
Yeah, it's been so
maybe
long.
Maybe a little bit.
It.
I don't know so much to that acting it out phase, but
that's
I know
why
I
books
hear
take me
voice.
A long time though, because I go super slow. Like I read it as if I'm like listening to it being read to me and like I'm listening to a movie.
I definitely visualize it. I visualize it in my head like it's a movie.
Yeah.
Which was so weird when Gone Girl, the movie came out.
Oh, with Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I was like, this is not how I envisioned it in my head. Yeah. There was the familiarity to it, obviously, because it's the same story. But I was like, oh, this is so much different than how I envisioned it.
That's how I felt about 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
Yeah.
So you read 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, yeah.
Mel, you're saucy pants.
I saw it in theaters.
You saw it?
Yeah, I think I've talked about this on the show, but
of course, of the three of us.
We went to I'd go see a movie about a kid who gets addicted to watching 50 Shades. I'm all in on that film. Yeah, where's that? Yeah. No, what was the film with Bradley Cooper when he was it American Sniper?
Yeah.
That was the Oscar nominated film that he was in, right?
Yeah, yes. Good.
I remember this was in a phase of any time. And we still kind of do this, but anytime like a big movie would like that would come out, I would say like, oh, I want to see that. And Haley'd be like, I do too. You should set it up. And like, cause I'm more the movie watcher.
Right.
So I remember it was before we moved to DC. So obviously we're still here and we had to come downtown to this AMC. Mm-hmm. That was the closest theater or something that we
River
could find.
East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. And we didn't buy tickets beforehand. And we got all the way downtown and we walked in and it was sold out. And I walked out of the movie theater. I was so pissed because I had been working so hard to go see this dang movie.
Yeah.
And then finally we get there and it's sold out. And so I walk out, I storm out like a child. And Haley goes like, she just like, I basically walk back in after 2 seconds. And she was like, look, we're already here. We should see a movie. And I was like, you're right. I'm like, what else is there? And the only movie that was starting within like the next 10 minutes was 50 Shades. And she's like, do you want to? And I went, if we do, I'm drinking beers the whole time during it. And she goes, all right. So I just had beers and watched it. And I was laughing. That movie is terrible.
The book was a lot better, but the book is usually over.
By the end of the movie, you were seeing 150 Shades of Grey, right? Because you're drunk.
No. A little bit of a reach.
You did
on that
have
one.
To explain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that one was a little weird. I just remember at the end, the woman in front of us like turned around who did the same thing. The book's better. They don't leave at this point in the book. Yep. Blah, blah. I was just like, I was here for the ride. And look, it took me in many different ways. It was a bad film, but it was like one of those funny bad films. And then we were like, well, we got to see the second one. The second one was not any better. And recently we saw that the third one's on HBO Max or something. And Haley's like, did we ever finish this? I was like, no, but we should finish it because I got to know how this ends. And I would just say, like, she would be like, who's that guy? Like, we were watching the preview and I'm like, wasn't it the guy on the motorcycle at the end? She's like, I don't remember any of that second film.
How do we feel about Dakota Johnson as an actress?
I think she's fine.
I like her.
See,
but I can't think of any like films that she stars in. Like she's in The Social Network. I love that film.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any film that she stars in that I'm like, I love that.
That's the thing. I think she is better as a supporting actress. A leading lady, I don't think she's got it. I don't know what it is. I want her to have it. I like her. I'm a big fan of hers. But I don't.
I think I felt that way the first time I saw her in 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. See, and I never saw 50 Shades. So the first time I'm trying to think what movies she was in that I've seen. So I just saw the one with her and Pedro Pascal and Chris Evans.
Oh yeah, was that good?
It was unique. It was like Challengers, but like weirder.
You know what? When you want to see a film and you're like, was it good? They go, it's unique.
It's not bad. It's I'll
like
say
the,
that.
When I saw the movie, did you ever see the movie Spring Breakers with James Franco, yeah, Selena Gomez?
Yeah,
I saw this in theaters, and I remember it was in college, and I had seen it, and then my friends saw it separately. I saw it with another group of friends. It was when Illinois was in the NCAA tournament in Austin. We all went to the original Alamo Draft House.
Oh, nice, the original.
So we went, and I just remember walking out being like, okay, not my cup of tea, but I get it. Uh-huh. I get what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I remember my friends, when we got back from spring break, everybody was arguing about that film because our friend Joe was like, it's a good film. And our friend John was like, that movie sucked. And I said simply, not my cup of tea. I was just like, I get it. And it was I think I said, it's a unique film. And they were arguing if I liked it or not. I'm like, I don't know if I liked it or disliked it, but I was unique. But I'm not going to die on the hill that it was a good film. It was a very much an artsy film.
But like that, and well, that's the thing. Like with these movies that she's in, like Madam Web was I didn't
never
even go
saw
see it.
It.
I didn't go see it because it just got destroyed and it did look kind of dumb from the trailers. But it got destroyed for being one of the worst movies ever.
I don't think I've seen her in any of these.
Materialists was good. That was the Pedro Pascal, Chris Evans one.
Unique. Was
I thought she was great in Social Network. It's a very small role, but it was. I thought she was great. Every time she's like supporting 21 Jump Street, 5-year engagement. Like, I just feel like How to Be Single. I think she's in a no, she's actually the main one in How to Be Single. She was okay in How to Be Single.
Never saw that film.
Bad Times at the El Royale. Oh, I forgot about that movie. Man, there's a lot of movies she's in, but a lot of times she's not the lead. And when she's not the lead, I think she's better. I don't know. I want to like her so much. I want her to be good, but she just is not. And her mom's
look.
A famous actress.
Well, so is her dad.
Her dad too?
Yeah, Don Johnson.
Don Johnson?
Yeah. You don't know Don Johnson?
I don't know Don Johnson.
Miami Vice, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Don't even know.
Her mom, who's her mom? Melanie Griffith. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don Johnson,
got
that's
very
funny.
Famous parents.
Yeah, very famous. Mm-hmm. So that's like, I don't know. This is mean, but she should be better, right?
I only saw her in one.
Which one did you see?
And that was Fifty Shades. And I didn't love her as the lead. I liked her.
That's the thing, right? That's how I feel.
Really? Okay. But I didn't love her as that. I don't know. I can't. It's almost like hard to put your finger on it, but she's almost not intense enough. She's almost too soft when she plays her roles or something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Kind of gives off, I feel the same way about Kristen Stewart.
Like maybe like, not enough depth.
Kristen Stewart is always like way too serious for the role that she's playing. It feels like, you know, or like you're always biting her upper lip and then like putting her hair behind her ears.
Yeah.
She's like,
the only films you've seen of hers are Twilight films.
Adventureland too. Mm-hmm. Adventureland, she's great. Adventureland's one of my all-time favorite
Kristen
movies.
Stewart went after Jennifer Aniston.
What?
She went after Jennifer Aniston and was talking about how Jennifer Aniston basically was alluding to that Jennifer Aniston sucked as an actress.
Recently?
I feel like at least, I don't remember, a few years ago. I don't remember exactly how long it was.
See, I view acting similar to I view what we do, where it's like, you shouldn't take it that seriously. Like, you should know I'm working a job that's like,
yeah,
not as self-important as a lot of people lead it to believe. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it takes a lot of talent to be really good at it.
Yeah.
But what you're doing, you aren't saving the world.
Exactly. Right. So that, like, when the people are like public, I don't know, like take a pretentious like stance as to like how they feel about their own acting ability. I'm like, all right.
They take it very, very seriously.
Yeah, like, come on. Know. Like, well, I love a Timothée Chalamet. You know why? Because he is a legitimately good actor. But also,
he is. I love him.
When he's not on set, he's a normal human being.
Yeah.
For now.
Well, I will say, I can't finish the Bob Dylan film.
You can't?
It's not a bad film.
Why? What's wrong?
Once I figured out my Bob Dylan impression and how the whole movie played out, it just, in my mind, all I heard was, I'm going to go to the Newport
Fest. Movie's like a Rolling Stone.
I like what I'm performing, but I don't like the girl I'm dating, so I'm going to cheat on her. So but I kind of want to go back with her. So I don't know. Newport Music Fest is back. Whatever.
I got a question for you, Kyle.
That was the whole film.
When you learned that you could do a Bob Dylan impression,
mm-hmm.
How did it feel?
It was like a Rolling Stone.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna buy a kazoo. That's a plot point of the movie.
That was a plot point. There was a weird part where
it's like, you're gonna buy a kazoo.
He's a kazoo guy now.
I'm gonna put it on a song and everyone's gonna like it. Not the Newport Fest. They're gonna hate me. That was the whole film.
Oh my
Until
God.
Rock and roll.
It's like, which is like just so funny because, but you have it on two ends, right? You could have that film, which is probably more true to Bob Dylan and his life or whatever. Or you could have the Queen film, which a lot of it was made up.
Oh, really?
Like, if you look at, like,
how much of that was made up?
A lot of it. Like, you remember how they, like, I think how Freddie Mercury joined Queen was not portrayed accurately. How they got their first record deal, they sold the bus. That did not happen. The Live Aid, how they got Freddie Mercury to do it, that was not how it, like, a
lot. Are you sure?
100%.
Really? Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
I saw, like, a lot of those, like, I think Watch Mojo was the account on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they were like, what was true and what wasn't? And there was just so many not true. And that, because I walked away being like, that was a good movie.
Oh my
and
God,
like,
I loved that movie.
But then once I heard all the things weren't real and I was like, oh, that, like, so it's just a good movie. It's not like a real story.
And they no mention of Adam Lambert in that entire movie.
Well, he was in the film.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they called him to be in the movie. And he picked up his phone and he said, what do you want from me?
Oh my God. Do you guys ever have any new celebrity crushes lately? Because I have one.
I do.
Tell us.
I do. I don't want to reveal it. I want to reveal it. I want to play a game on the air.
Yeah.
To see if someone can guess my celebrity crush.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to tell you mine right now.
All right. Then I'm going to keep mine hidden. What a fun plot point in the podcast.
Jeez.
Hey, what a fun plot point in the podcast.
So much for that.
Hey, you guys want to go to the Newport Music
Festival? You don't know my celebrity crush? How does it feel?
Yours turns into Jerry Seinfeld.
I mean, what is the deal? How does it feel?
Oh, my God.
All right. Who wants to be?
Yeah. All right. Let's do them all. Now do Ringo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Ringo Starr, the drummer of the Beatles.
And what would a 1920s announcer sound like?
Hey, it's a great day here at the ballpark, you see. We got Cracker Jacks for days.
What about a 1920s announcer at a Bob Dylan concert? Go.
It's a beautiful day here at this Bob Dylan concert. If you're here, how does it feel? To me, it feels great. Kind of like Juicy Fruit. A new bubblegum.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, and then what? My friends in college used to go, all right, Austin, now do Regis Philbin doing a Jerry Seinfeld impression.
Oh, that would be hard.
They used to stack my really bad impressions on top of each other. They'd be like, okay, all right. I mean, what is the deal?
Oh my God. Well, you did combine the two just then. I can totally hear two different people in
also,
that.
Also, my family was the most blunt they've ever been to me when I tried out. Because I obviously know my Jerry Seinfeld impression is terrible. But like when I first was trying it out, my parents, my whole family, the bluntest they've ever been to me.
For they're which like, impression?
They're like, that impression sucks.
Who was it?
My Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
They're like, that is a terrible impression. That doesn't sound anything like him. And I was like, and I was just like, come on. I mean, what is the deal with my impression?
I think you're getting better.
You think?
Yeah. You know, when it comes with impressions, you have to do them all the time.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You can't just pop
you have
in and
to,
out
yeah, and you have to work on them.
You
really do.
Do.
Yeah. Like my Regis used to be much better. I don't do it near as much.
Yeah. You get rusty on that stuff.
Yeah.
Or you don't actually learn it and do it really well unless you're just doing it all the time.
They're practicing for the air and water
show.
Oh,
that's right. I thought that was tomorrow.
A jet plane just flew by our building.
That was not it.
Today's the practice there.
Yeah, I think that's tomorrow.
No, that was out the window.
Are they practicing today?
No, because they would have been up here. No, that was out. That sound was out the window. Anyway, this is not fun for the podcast. So,
yeah, right?
How does it feel?
I'm going to go to the Newport Music Festival.
Kazoo!
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.